Hello.
Oh,
is everybody there? Hi, everybody.
I bet you.
Hello.
Sounds like we're on a party line.
Yeah. No, we're live. We're live. Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Hear
I'm
me?
Here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Jeff.
Well, everybody, welcome to Enter the Light.
Yeah.
We seem to have lost.
Lynn.
Well, I was just going to say we seem to have lost our main host, Lynn Bleasdale, and I think she's trying to work to get back to us. But why don't we introduce the topic of the day, and then see if we have any callers that want to call in and ask us a question.
Yeah, we do have some callers, so I do have the I can see that there's callers. So if you just want to talk, then I'll let you know whenever you're ready. I can turn the callers on. Okay.
Okay. Well, why don't we start with the topic of the day, which I believe is dealing with difficult people. You know, we originally had the idea about difficult bosses and coworkers and things like that, but I think this topic kind of spans the realm of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, who wants to go first and shoot on what your thoughts are on that?
Who's on? Is it just me and you, Sue? No.
It's you and I, and I think
I'm
I hear
sure.
Jessica. Hi,
oh,
Jessica.
Yeah. Want to start?
And do we have Marianne?
Yep, Marianne.
Yep, I'm here.
Hi.
Okay, well, would you like to go first, Marianne, or did you want me to go?
Oh, sure. I can just say that I really liked Sue's comment about how a lot of times when you're dealing with people that are frustrating to work with in the workplace, it's their projection of what's going on within them, and it's easy to take that on as our baggage, but it's really theirs. It's hard to know what is theirs and what's going on. So, anyways, I thought that was a great comment.
It really was a great comment. And I'll just continue by saying, as far as this topic, I think we've all kind of dealt with, you know, the very difficult or, you know, individuals in our life, whether they be coworkers or family or friends. And the difficulty can really run deep, but it also, I think, not to spiritually bypass, gives us an understanding of compassion for another, and I don't say that to dismiss abusive behavior in any way. And I believe that if that happens, we do need to stick up for ourselves and set boundaries, but to not allow it to perpetuate. And we could usually do that by, you know, just having compassion and understanding that we've all been in a place before, all of us, I believe, have had difficulty, you know, with regulating ourselves or our emotions. And it's just, I think compassion is one of the greatest tools without dismissing your set of boundaries and emotions as well. And that can be difficult. That can be kind of like a fine line to walk. But I had more, but I completely, that's all I have so far. I'll let someone else go and let me find my notes.
Well, this
I think
is Lynn. I'm just going to. Yeah. Hey, Lynn. This is Sue, and I just, Lynn and I got talking about this because I was dealing with something in my personal life. I had gone to work in a restaurant, and I hadn't in years worked in restaurant, you know, since college, mm-hmm. really. And I guess I was just kind of blown away by the intensity of the energy of most of the people I was working with. And, of course, I say most, not all. And it just it hit my energy fields in such a way that I had to really go, oh, nope, this isn't for me because, you know, as an intuitive empath and picking up on people's energy so strongly as I do, it just, and even when you say, okay, you got to put some protection around yourself, you know, before you go to work, and I was doing that and whatnot and so forth. And the comparison I want to make today is that it's like taking a live fish out of the sea and throwing it in boiling hot water. At the distance between the vibration of people and even a place, you know, like places can kind of absorb and collect certain energies if they're held there on a regular basis. And so the place itself sort of contains an energy about it. And so, you know, I had my reasons for wanting to go back into restaurant, and it wasn't the right arena for what I was looking to do. I really wanted to just get in contact with people again and get to know people in my city and Leesburg and, you know, just have that, while serving, have that ability to just talk to strangers. And so the funny thing is the people that I was serving were pretty much great. I mean, there were a couple people that weren't so great. You know how it goes when you're waiting on tables. But that didn't bother me. It was the people I was working with, because, you know, there's all this talk of teamwork and things. So I just want to share that I think, number one, you know, we have to always be sort of conscientious of the kind of arena that we're putting ourselves into when we decide to do something, and, you know, maybe be prepared for it. That's what I learned. And then the other thing was, I think, like Jessica said, you know, if we can find, I knew I could have compassion right away, where I just understood that behave in certain ways. It's because it's their own issues bleeding out onto others. You know, it's a very unconscious behavior, I think. You know, sometimes it's purposeful. You know, there are some people out there, and Lynn Bleasdale likes to call them little potentates, you know, that want to exercise power over others, and so they do things purposefully. But I think for the most part, people that are just kind of not awake yet and don't consciously think about how their actions affect others, I don't think it's purposeful, and it's not something I would take personally. And on the other hand, I had to do what was right for me and extract myself out of there. I was like, oh, no. I really wasn't realizing how different my energy is now since, you know, I was waiting tables in high school or in college. I think the bottom line is if we're always being conscientious of our own energy field and how any situation we're putting ourselves into, whether it be, okay, I got to earn a paycheck, so I got to go to this job and I got to deal with these people, well, then the tactic has to be, how do I best protect myself? And I think number one is what Jessica said, is realizing that it isn't your stuff, that this person's behaving badly because there's something going on with them. Now you got to set boundaries, you got to protect yourself, so on and so forth, and outright not put up with abuse. But, you know, if you have to go to work and get a paycheck and, you know, quitting that job is not an option like it was for me, then, you know, there comes a point where you have to figure out, okay, how can I make this work and not lose my soul, you know, not have my soul destroyed while I'm doing it. You know, because unfortunately, when we have light about us and we walk into a situation and people that aren't as light as we are, it's like moths to the flame, right? It's for some reason, it's like they come to our light and they either want to suck it all up or they want to destroy it. I don't know. That's right. What I got for right. you.
Yeah. I agree. So what I think, this is Tony, and I totally agree with what you two just said, what Jessica and Sue just said, because I was just this weekend, I know all of us have been around family. Well, some of us have been around a lot of family, and there's a lot of egos. And usually that's when, you know, things like that happen, or you know who the narcissist is in the room. But I think you're right. If you're ready for it and you can read the room and sort of kind of be the leader, you can turn that whole situation into, you know, a better one. So if you're all right in your own skin, like you're saying, Sue, if you have to, if you have a job that you have to go to and you know every day there's going to be this person and that person that's rude and they're going to start trouble. And, you know, meanwhile, like me, I have a hard time not rolling my eyes. You know, my eyes start rolling constantly. And so if you can just, you know, mellow out and kind of take that person for what they are, because they, like you said, they haven't seen the light or they haven't been able to figure out what, why they're like that, then you're better off for it. You can control it. Yeah, I totally agree with that. Anybody else?
Yeah.
I think you're right. I mean, I used that this weekend and it worked so well. We all got to be ourselves. We all had a great time. We played games. Nobody, you know, we were loud, but we're always loud, but there was no fights at all. And I think because all of us are in a different place, you know, we're in a better place.
Oh, so awesome. And like,
yeah,
you said, Tony, sometimes it only takes one person to be able to shift the room,
yeah,
of the temperature of the room. Because if, you know, and Lynn was suggesting I use, you know, comedy and, you know, be fun, you know, uplifting, you know, take things and turn it into a joke rather than into a serious situation, which could turn into a smackdown, which I'm not into smackdowns myself. I'll walk away first, but
right.
Yeah, I mean, one person can change the temperature of a room pretty quickly. Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, we did that too. It was just like everything was a joke. If somebody was being obnoxious, we kind of turned it into a joke. And then, you know, that person realized that they were being obnoxious and it was funny. So, I mean, yeah, I think if you can read the temperature and if you're, you know, it's just like when you go into work, if you have a bad attitude, then it seems like, especially if you're the manager or if you're the leader of that job or, you know, the president or whatever, if you have a bad attitude that day, your whole crew is going to have it. I've seen it.
Yeah,
happen.
For sure.
Yeah. Yes. But if you walk in there in a good mood and you're, you know, just being your goofy self or whatever, things seem to roll better. I think with narcissists, the same thing. If they don't have a chance to practice their evil voodoo on you, like Jessica was saying, then, you know, it's not going to happen because you're in a good place.
Yeah, and eventually they're going to get bored trying, because if they're not eliciting the reaction out of you that they usually get, you know, if you can turn it around and either just, you know, like almost like they're not even talking to you in such a way. For example,
I was refilling the salad
for the salad bar, and one of these chicks that was just she's just after me. She had a beat on me, you know. She comes up to the side of me, she goes, "You're not supposed to do it that way." And I go, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot my crystal ball." And so how would you like me to do it? You know? And I just had a smile on my face. My mother used to say to me, you could say pretty much anything to anyone if you have a smile on your face. And so I just gave her this big grin and totally disarmed her. She stood there for a good couple of seconds just looking at me like I slapped her or something. And I didn't. I was just being funny, you know.
Yeah.
And
awesome.
So anyway, I like the crystal ball one because, you know, when someone tries to really hit you and make you feel like you're stupid, I go, "Oh, darn, I forgot my crystal ball today. I wish I had known that."
That's good. Well, I see Lynn's on the board, but I don't know if she can hear us. Hi, Lynn.
Yeah, where's Lynn?
She's there, but
where's
I don't
Waldo?
Think she can hear us. Yeah. Let me see. Okay, well, we do have three callers. Did anybody else want to talk about anything? Marianne, Jessica, did you find your notes?
No, actually, I grabbed the wrong notebook, so we can go ahead with the callers. I'm ready.
Okay, all right. Is everybody ready? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep,
I'm
ready.
All right, so we'll go with 917. Let's see.
Hello.
Okay. Hi, 917. Hi. Who are we talking to?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
This is Crystal.
What's your name? Crystal. Yeah.
Crystal.
This is
I
Tony.
Have a question. Hi. Hi, Tony.
Yeah, go ahead.
So
hi.
I have a question for you all. All right. How do you disarm someone who might have mental and emotional issues, being perhaps borderline personality disorder, which goes hand in hand with narcissism, et cetera?
Mm-hmm. Good question. And yep. If you guys don't mind, I'll go ahead because I'm pretty sure my mother did have borderline personality disorder. So I grew up with that, lived with that most of my life, love her dearly, but oh my gosh. So, mm-hmm. You know, narcissism is, narcissism is sort of.
Hello?
Hello? Jessica's here.
I'm here.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. It almost sounds like everything dropped.
Oh. Sorry about that, guy.
Sure. It's crazy. So, it's crazy on the board today. We're having trouble, but go ahead. I think we're all back. That was weird.
So, yeah, I know. It's like I just disappeared. So maybe they don't want to hear what I have to say. I don't know. I'm going to try, though, Crystal, for you. I'm going to try.
I think everybody is on the line.
Do we still
go
have
ahead.
Crystal?
Yeah.
Do we still have Crystal?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
here.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Here we go. I'm going to try again. Attempt number two. So the thing is, with people with either narcissism or borderline personality disorder, is that it comes from trauma. Okay, so I'm trying to give you the compassion part. If you can understand why people behave the way they do, it helps you to be a little softer around them. And it doesn't mean you excuse their behavior or you allow them to run roughshod over you, but oftentimes what worked for me is I would stop in the middle of, you know, a conversation when I started noticing that behavior, and I would say, geez, it sounds like you're having a really difficult day. How are you feeling right now?
Mm-hmm.
Or I could say, I can hear you're really angry about that. Why don't you tell me what's going on? Or if it's somebody that you don't want to have that kind of conversation, you know, if it's not somebody that you particularly care for, just say, wow, that sounds rough. I don't know what that's all about, but it sounds like it might be something having to do with you rather than me. And I put the ball right back in their court. Because after all, if you take it on and you get defensive, that just feeds what they're doing. They're meeting a need inside of them that needs to feel powerful. Maybe they feel powerless, and so they like to exert that sort of thing on other people, and it makes them feel more powerful. Or maybe they're in pain, and they just like to transfer that pain onto somebody else. Do you get what I'm saying, Crystal? You can kind of let them know that kind of let them know that you recognize that it's their issue, not yours. And, you know, depending mm-hmm. on how you feel, you can decide whether you want to be a soft landing spot for them. Say, you know, it sounds like you're struggling with something right now. You want to talk about it? Or you can just say, you know, I don't really know all about that, but it sounds like something that you're going through and it doesn't really have to do with me. So, you know, I'll have to excuse myself from this conversation. And that's a very clear boundary. That's saying, whatever you want to hit me with is yours, not mine, and I'm not buying it.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else have any ideas on how to deal with those people?
Mm-hmm.
So, sure, this is Jessica. Oh, go ahead, Tony, go ahead.
No, go.
Okay. Just like Sue was saying, I think we, always have a lot in common with other empaths, and it's kind of the theme for empaths to kind of grow up around, you know, that sort of thing, like what Sue was saying. My mom also has like borderline personality. My dad had narcissism, and when that narcissistic type of rage starts to take place, because that's what it's called. It's called narcissistic rage or anger. And the best way I felt ever to disarm that situation is to walk away. Now, if they're not being physically abusive towards you, but just flinging words at you, try to come at it and shut it down with compassion first, you know, to try to identify. You can use phrases like, I can understand why you feel that way. You know how the wording is? I can understand how you feel that way. So it's helping them understand mm-hmm. that you understand, but it's what they're feeling. Everything is okay. You can let them know just to credit. It's okay. We both have a right to our own opinion is a good one. And if, you know, if the verbal slinging just keeps coming, you can just say something simply like, I don't like how you're speaking to me, so I will not engage. Mm-hmm. And it's like that simple sometimes.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one, yeah. Jessica. I like that.
And it's hard to do, Crystal. It's hard to do. It takes practice, but Jessica's 100% right. That's exactly what I was going to say. It does take practice. It's hard to do, but when you grow up with it or if you're in a situation with it, and, you know, nothing else is working, then you use those. It's not you. It's them. So you have to take yourself out of it. But it does. I mean, try it because it does work. I mean, that's how all these egos that I was with this weekend got along. Because there's narcissists. There was boredom personnel. Any kind of disorder was there with me this weekend. And we made it through. And I guess I should write a book about it because it was really kind of... It was amazing, but
that would be
work.
Excellent.
It does
so, Crystal,
work,
do you want to give us an example of something that you deal with, and maybe we can deal with it that way?
Well, I feel like you all, that I've got someone in my work life, I've got someone in my family, but I've done a ton of research on how to deal with this situation, and an example would be, for instance, my sister, who I believe has borderline personality disorder. She has, you know, she ticks off all of the boxes there. It's her way or the highway, and I've seen her. She's always been that way, and I have employed that technique of late, like, no, you're being abusive. I'm sorry. I need to walk away for a couple of days. So I just don't know, you know, we happen to co-own a house that my mother left to us, and she had this whole plan. She was going to go in, she was going to fix it up, you know, assuming that she would get paid back for all her expenses, which I agreed, but I said, you got to pull back. And she now wants tens of thousands of dollars that I never wanted her to spend. And so, you know, and then she threatens me with lawyers, and then she never comes through. And so, you know, it's in a holding pattern. But I appreciate your advice, because what you're saying to me is exactly what my research showed in dealing with borderline personality.
Mm. Well, the first thing you got to do, Crystal, is, you know, and I think you're there, is get it straight in your mind that it's them behaving in whatever way they are, not you. They're trying to meet some kind mm-hmm. of need of their own, mm-hmm. and they're very in the moment. They don't think ahead of time what their action is going to cause, and they don't care. I hate to say it, mm-hmm. but it's true, because they're so mm-hmm. needy from their own whatever trauma they have in their life, or perceived trauma, that mm-hmm. They can't mm-hmm. think about you or anybody else down the way. And so I will tell you this about property ownership, co-ownership is, and I don't know how reliant you're going to be on your mother's home, but first of all, if there was nothing in writing as an agreement between the two of you on her spending money, that's out of her pocket. You may have, you know, verbally said, okay, you know, once we sell the place, I'll compensate. But was it itemized? Was it agreed on in writing between the two of you? I mean, if she just started dumping a bunch of money into the home and then said, hey, wait a minute, now I want you to pay for this, was there agreement there? So, you know, unfortunately, you may have to get a lawyer involved, but at the same time, you may also be able to just say to her, We don't have a contract that you are going to put that much money in there. And I did tell you to please slow down your spending. So that's on you. And she may think she has you under her finger. And ultimately, if, you know, that all can't be worked out or it's too much of a headache for you, sometimes I've just been known to, like Jessica said, just walk away from something. Because to me, thankfully, mm-hmm. when my sister and I divvied up my parents' home and everything, it was just 50-50 down there. And she said, I don't even deserve this. You did all the work, blah, blah, blah. Which is strange because that's not usually how my sister is. But I love the fact that she had no argument about anything. There was no, this isn't about the money. This is about us maintaining a relationship, mm-hmm. which I really appreciated. But I've seen so many families destroyed over this situation with property and money. And it's just my opinion, and I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to leave it there, that there's no money worth my solidarity and my peacefulness and my joy in life. And it's like if some situation mm-hmm. is sucking all joy out of your life, then maybe it might be worth considering letting go of it, you know? It's just,
yeah.
That's just how I do things.
On this issue. Yeah. No, it's good for me to hear that because I have considered that even though I'll take a pretty big loss. But, you know, it's something I never owned in the first place. So it's not going to, you know, negatively impact me.
Yeah, and, you know,
probably
I mean,
come around if you do walk away and she feels that nobody is, you know, that you're not playing along with what's going on because she does know that deep down inside, you told her to stop and she spent the money the way mm-hmm. she wanted to do it. You know, you didn't even have very much input mm-hmm. is what I think is going on. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, I think I think what Sue is saying is right. Sometimes it's just worth taking yourself out of the situation and coming back to it at a different time when the moon aligns with
that
the stars.
Great.
I don't know. You know, for your own, you know, just for you, so you feel good about it because that's a lot of stress. You know, wanting mm-hmm. to know if your sister's going to sue you. I mean, it's too much stress. Life is too short. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's too much stress on
mm-hmm.
you. Yep, you don't deserve it.
Well, thanks. You just alleviated some of my stress.
Oh, good.
Excellent.
That's what we're here for.
Oh,
thank you.
So
well,
I really, really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Good
luck with it, Crystal.
Yes. Please let us know, Crystal.
Okay.
Call back. Okay. Thank you.
I will.
All right,
God bless. Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, so the next caller, and I wanted to let Dragonflies know, I think she's in the chat, but there's something wrong with the keyboard. I mean, the whole thing today, it's not working correctly, and I'm not able to answer any questions in the chat. So I'm sorry. I tried to answer her, but it's not letting me. So if she could call in, then we could answer her question. Okay, the next caller is 614. And hi, 614, who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Philson.
Oh, Philson. Hi, Philson, how are
Ohio.
You?
I'm doing
good. Did you have a question for us?
Yes, I would like to know what my guides have for me in terms of advice for December.
For December? Okay. Go ahead,
you
guys,
just,
whenever you're ready.
Can you guys tell me can you tell me your name a little bit clearer because I'm not getting it in my energy?
Philson.
Sylvan?
S-I-L-S-A. Phil, like Philip, Philson, like the sun.
Yeah.
Oh,
like
thank
Philson.
You. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. I'm going to let you guys go first because I need to get into the energy.
Okay, Marianne, Jessica, anybody?
Hello? Holy cow. Yeah. As I was shuffling my deck, and thank you for asking again, Sue. I didn't quite hear her name as well. I think it's just the connection's kind of weird today. And the card that I got for you today is Be Yourself. Wow. And that's really beautiful. Just let me grab my glasses real quick and we'll read about what this card is
a meaning for you. It says, be yourself. You chose to incarnate into this physical dimension for clear reason and purpose. You chose the correct circumstances to learn specific lessons. If you stray from this original path because of peer pressure, feelings of wanting to fit in, the need for acceptance, or fear of judgment or discrimination, then the experience that your higher self has chosen to invest its energy and focus on have been poor not. If this card appears in your spread as it has today, examine some of the emotions, traits, or desires that reflect your true self, and how it may have been stifled or hidden because you're afraid of presenting them to an unaccepting world. Please be aware that concealing your true colors is like giving your GPS the incorrect coordinates of your location. You'll need to become, you will become hopelessly lost without that. Let your true light shine, because all those things that you are meant to be drawn to you will find their way. And that's what I have for you today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sue, did you want to go, or Marianne?
Sure. This is Sue. Hi, Filson. The first thing I got when I tuned into your energy is that there's something you're really wanting. I don't know. I can't quite get a pinpoint. I feel like it's a situation, but it could be material or both. But it feels like a situation. There's something you're really wanting to have come to you, and feels like you've been doing all the manifestation techniques, and you really been putting it out there with your truest intentions. And what my guides are saying to me is that right now you need to, you've done everything you need to do in the manifesting process. Now you need to let go of it and just let it come to you, because what's happening is if you hold on to it too tightly, you're providing a resistance to it to come to you. And I know that sounds counterintuitive, but when we hold on to things too tightly, it's like sand going right through your palm. You know. Have you ever tried to hold a handful of sand? It doesn't work. You might end up with a few grains of it, but certainly not the pile you started with. And so my guides want to say, okay, relax, breathe, and know that it's coming. So I hope that's helpful. They're not telling me what the situation is, but they're saying you're holding on a little too tightly right now.
Yeah. Thank you. I think it's a work situation. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Marianne? Is Marianne there? No. She's on here, but I don't...
Oh, sorry. I'm here. Sorry, I had myself on mute there for a minute.
Okay.
So what I got for you is that it's perfect timing for a thing about. And so what they're saying is that it's the perfect timing for a situation you've been asking about. So to move forward with confidence, allow it to happen, let it go, but don't delay or hesitate, because an energy gateway is presently open. And it says the conditions are right. So even if you don't feel prepared, rest assured that you are. Just allow it to happen as well.
Okay. Yeah. So, Filson, it's Tony again. So are you trying to move on from a certain situation still, or I don't know?
Yeah. What? I mean, there is a situation that I'm trying to move on from. Yeah, I'm currently in the process of doing that.
Yeah. So it's that what I'm feeling is that you know, that you're still sad or grieving from that situation that you know that you have to move on from. It's like I see in front of me like three roads. Like I can see one in the middle, and then two other paths on each side. But all your intuition that you've been, you know, I think one time when you called, we were telling you that you needed to trust your intuitions, because you have it. Your intuitions are good. And I think you started to trust them, and now you just want to make sure you're on the right path, kind of like what Sue was saying. So you've done all of that work, and now you just need to let go. And it's like any one of those three paths are going to be good. It's okay if you don't know what they are. But you've done all the work to get past that bad situation, and you just need to trust yourself and respect yourself more. And then I feel it's going to come.
Thank you.
So I hope.
Thank you.
I hope that helps. But yeah, I know you've done a lot of work, and I think the work is going to pay off now. And that's probably going to happen in December, I think, because, I mean, what, we only have a couple of more days. So I think everything, I hope that answers your question for what you, what's going to happen in December. So.
Yeah, it does. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Is there anything else you wanted
to
add? Or? Nope. Okay, thank you. Let us know, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Let's move on. We have one more caller, 951. Hi. Who is it? It's Tony. Hello? Hi.
Okay, caller. We need. Okay.
Is this the caller, 951? What's
Kimberly,
your name?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Kimberly.
Yeah, this is Kimberly. It's actually 256. I don't know who 951 is.
Oh, 256. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm well. How are y'all?
Good.
Really
so
good.
So how can we help you? Good. We're good.
I don't have any questions about myself this time.
Okay.
I'm just interested in, I guess my son is 25. He's actually doing photography and videography right now. He's a junior in college, but I don't know when he's going to graduate. And it seems like sometimes he's all over the place. And I just want to know when he's going to get focused.
Okay.
Kimberly, what's your son's name, please?
Micah, M-I-C-A-H.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You said he's in videography school right now?
No, well, actually, he does that on the side. He's in creative media and entrepreneurship.
Oh.
That's the umbrella of the major that he's over right now.
Yeah. You know, he's this is Sue. Hi, by the way. He's very social, isn't he?
Yes, to say the least.
Okay. So what I'm feeling is that he's making a lot of connections. Networking, I think they call, or they used to back in my day. I'm dating myself now, but yeah. And what's happening is. I think he's like riding the wave of that, you know, and the creativity that is being sparked by meeting these different people and even collaborating. I feel like they're small projects, but at the same time, it's just the exact connections that he needs to make. And then I think that's going to really propel his creativity into, it feels like a project. And then once, because he's not absolutely sure where he wants to focus this degree and this work, but it feels like he's riding the wave of it. He's like, oh, that's cool. Oh, that's neat. Oh, I didn't think about that. Or look at what this person brought to the table. And, you know, how can I add that to my toolbox? And so I would say, you know, and I know as a parent this is not easy, but I would say try not to put pressure on him for an exact graduation date, but instead hold a vision of him just being really happy with what he's doing and his creativity. Mm-hmm. Because if you can hold that energy for him, and that releases the expectation energy, I think his creativity is really going to bring him to some great places. I just see him talking with so many people, and I feel the excitement of it. Does he ever bring people around for you to meet, or
yeah, well,
most of his
friends. I mean, his close friends, he does.
Yeah. Are they in the program as well, or?
No. No.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I do. I feel like this is really his gig, and he isn't, like, opening it to the world yet because he's still discovering it. So, like I said, as a parent myself, I know you really want to know that that graduation date, but there's some kind of project that he's going to get involved in, and it's going to really excite him. It's going to get – he's just going to love riding this wave, and he's going to meet people that are going to be helpful to him in the future. So I want to say if I had to – I'm asking my guides to give me a better idea of, like, are we talking – a year, 2 years, what are we talking? And you may not like this answer, but I'm getting he may not graduate at all. He may take off on a project and go into something, you know, that doesn't have to do with having a degree in your hand. So I hope that doesn't upset you, me saying that.
What am I? There's nothing I can do about it.
It's true. It's good that you know that because that is true. Just keep picturing your son flying. Just keep him just soaring and having this fun and meeting these people and learning this craft. It's not that he's going to not graduate and not do anything. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm hearing anyway. I just think he's going to get carried off into something that is his thing. He's going to have a lot of tools from all the people that he's meeting, and it's going to be collaborative work. And that's what I have for you.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Hi, Kimberly. This is Jessica.
Hi.
Hey. Sometimes I do cards, sometimes I'll just scribe, which is kind of scribbling on paper. It kind of focuses your mind. And the first thing that I got, and I think Sue already mentioned, was the pressure. It almost feels like from you, and trust me, I understand, I'm a parent too, that there's like this pressure kind of building up that you're holding, that you're expecting. And I saw a Coke can to pop the top and kind of let that pressure out. And when that pressure comes out, it'll settle into this really sweet spot, kind of like riding the wave, like when, Sue said. So if you can really kind of hold that energy for him and just kind of allow it to flow, give it space to flow, I think he's really going to do great things.
Okay.
Marianne?
Yeah, so that... The answer I got was no. It was this thing.
About graduating?
So, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go. Plain and simple.
Hi, Kimberly. So I am, you know, I feel the same, but I feel that he is definitely like what Jessica and Sue said, he's on the right track, and whatever job he's doing, he's doing videos for people right now, and he's making money at it. Yeah. So he's making money at it, and so that's kind of deterring him from from school. I'm not sure if he's going to graduate either, but I feel it's like in the 2 year mark that he's on the right track. I mean, and he's also feeling safe wherever he is right now, and like she said, he's meeting a lot of people that are in the business, and they're, you know, somebody's going to give him that push, like she said, with a project or something, and push him out, and he's in the right field. He loves it. So and what's good about that field is I don't really think you need to have a piece of paper for that, you know, whether it's in, you know, if he's going to be doing videos or something to do with making movies. I feel he's really found his niche. So I think he's going to make you proud. It's going to take a little longer than most people, but because he feels safe where he is, but he is going, I feel him, he's trying to spring out to do more. So I think he's a good kid. I think he's on the right road. So hopefully,
okay.
Yeah. I love his name.
Yeah, I definitely got good, like, really bright star for his soul. Like,
yeah.
this guy is somebody I want to spend time with because he just makes you feel good coming in the room. And,
yeah.
you know, no matter what he's trying to do for a career, that kind of person who lets their soul out like that to the rest of the world, he's going to be successful no matter what he does.
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just the feeling I get about him. He's just like this spark, this star pinging around the earth. And
he's like his mom.
I don't think Yeah.
Yeah, he's like Kimberly. He's outgoing and, you know, he's well-versed. Yeah, I think, is he like you? Do you feel that he's like you, Kimberly?
You know, I'm a Scorpio and he's a Libra. So uh-huh. I'm a little bit more intense than he is. But he's charismatic. He's very likable. I love my son, but I actually like him as a person. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he's more social than I am. I can tell you that as well. But yeah, we have the same personality. He's more of a, I'm an introvert mainly, but he's more of an extrovert.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's in the right business.
Yeah, he's definitely
in
that. I mean, knocking on doors and doing things that he's doing, a lot of people don't make it in that field because they don't do what he's doing. So he definitely is getting the connections, and he probably does have a lot of friends. And I mean, you know, it takes you might get 1,000 no's, but you'll get one yes. And that's what makes it. So, you know, I think that's what he's doing. So I think it's perfect. He's a good
take
kid.
A breath, mama. He's going to be all right.
Yeah.
He was raised correctly, and he had all the support he needed. And, I know. It's so hard to sit back and go, I trust that he's going to do something good, you know, in his life. Trust me. I have one kid who's been in and out of college so many times I lost track, but he's found his thing. So, you know, and he did he used to do the whole dubstep, you know, he was a DJ and all this stuff. He was a Marine. He was a lot of things, but, sometimes it just takes people a little while to go through, but I definitely feel like your son is where what really ignites his passion, and that's great.
Totally agree, because I told him that he's very good with film and videos and pictures. It's a natural, and he was like, oh, no, sometimes I just don't like taking pictures. And he'll be all over the place. And I was like, okay, he's just going to have to get focused.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but see, that's the great thing about the universe is that, you know, the universe sends us people into our reality that help us get to where we're going. We don't always have to exactly know. And he could be sitting down with a group of people that are just talking. They're just having a good old chat. And then somebody says sparks something in him. And he goes, oh, okay, I'm going to use that. And you know, that's how we get to where we're going. It's a group effort, you know?
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
Well, thank you
all. But
I feel a little better. I really wasn't asking if he was going to graduate. I just wanted to get focused because he's 25 and it's like something has to happen for him to get focused because I don't mind the presence of my son, but I was like, you know, okay, you're going to have to be independent in a few years, son. You know, that's where I am. So,
yeah. I think he's.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you're clear that, you know, you're not the wallet, the only wallet in the house, and that he has to do his part too, you know, really, you got to put that down sometimes. But, I've done it as well, but then it gets to a point where you're like, hey, you know, you need to, if you're going to be here, you got to contribute. So make sure you keep your boundary there. But I don't think you're going to have to worry about him forever, no. And at some point you're going to go, damn, where'd he go? Because he's just going to be off like a shot. He's going to be off like a shot. And you're going to go, oh, I kind of miss having him around.
Yeah, and then he's going to take care of his mom.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yep. It'll happen. Then he'll take care of his mom. So. Yeah. Awesome, Kimberly. Thank you so much for joining us
thank
today.
Thank you all very much. Have a wonderful week.
Yep, you too, hon. Call back.
You too.
All right, I will. Thank you.
All right. See if I can do, I guess I didn't click on 951. Well, so let's see if we've talked to them yet. Hi, 951. Who are we talking to?
Hi, it's 951.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi. Nathaniel.
Nathaniel. Okay, how can we help you today, Nathaniel?
Well, I wanted to see if I could get a message from Spirit, you know, Mom or Dad or anyone that's coming through and got a message.
Okay. Okay. Whoever wants to go first can go.
Oh, go ahead. Are you ready for me, Nathaniel? I was quite ready.
Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Nathaniel. This is Sue. I feel like it's either your father or your grandfather. I'm getting a real tall man. Not totally balding, but a little bit on the, in the middle. Kind of thicker hair on the sides. Who is that person for you? Salt and pepper color, too.
It could be Dad. I don't know yet.
Was he on the thin side?
You know, somewhat. You know.
Like, in other words, when you look at him, did he seem taller than he was? Because when you're looking at him across the room, he's like well put together.
He had a really big head, I guess. My brother has a big head. He seemed to have a really big forehead, you know, because he was an Aries, and he was the year of the ox. So I think astrologically-wise, it comes out in your body appearance.
Yeah, I don't know about all that, but I'm getting this sort of guy that's, what he's saying to you is he's saying, you got to trust when you talk to me that I'm here because I'm giving you signs. And it seems to me like sometimes you're too much in your head about it and you're going, I'm not really sure that's him. But he's like, yeah, it's me. It's me. I'm here. I'm watching over you. Whenever you need to talk, I'm here. And he's also saying, look to nature for more communication, because if you can get, you're so in the stars all the time, he's telling me. In other words, like you're in other dimensions a lot of time with your energy, and he's getting to get back grounded to the earth and enjoy the moment, because moments, as we know on earth, can pass very quickly. And all that. He says you have infinity to explore that stuff. So trying to enjoy, you know, your moment-to-moment earth life right now, because you don't want to regret not enjoying what's right in front of you. Well, that's the message. Does that make sense to you?
Well, yes, it's...
Did he throw you for a loop?
No, I understand, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Bless you.
Thank you. What was your name again?
My name is Sue.
Sue. Okay. Thank you, Sue.
Yeah. You're so welcome.
Did you want to go?
Sure. Hi, Daniel. As you came on, I chose cards for your reading, and the card that flew out for you by my third flip, it just flipped right out of my deck. So this is I think this is what your guides have for you, and it's an attitude of gratitude. Although it may not always seem so, life on earth is a true gift that you have given to yourself. Every person you meet, every situation you experience, is to be received
positively because each one is a chance to learn. Everything is a lesson, and regardless of whether you choose to spend a moment with the lesson or decades, it's always for your benefit. So approach everything in life with a positive, gracious attitude because these experiences have been given to you for your advancement. It's often difficult to accept that the events we perceive as negative or bad are actually beneficial, but try to open up your awareness to the bigger picture of what, in question form, what am I learning from this experience? And if this card appears for you, it can also mean that you have started to take the good things that have entered your life for granted. Learn to count your blessings. So I think that's one of the messages your guides wanted you to have today.
Splendid. Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Marianne?
What was your name again? Let's see. Sue, and what was your name?
My name's Jessica.
Name is Jessica.
Jenny. Thank you.
Jessica.
All right.
Marianne? Marianne?
Yeah. So I'm here. So I thought that whoever's around you, he wants you to know that he sees all of your thoughts, and just saying that he can hear your thoughts and feelings so much more clearly now than when he was living in his physical body. Because back then I was consumed with my own ego thoughts and distracted by my fears, and now that I'm free of those shackles, I can focus on giving and loving. So whenever you'd like to talk, so that I can clearly hear you, just think my name and then trust the thoughts and feelings you receive from me are from me. So those are my communications with you, and I totally respect your free will if you would, if you would rather not hear from him. But he only wants the best for you, so please know that he's there when you ever wish to talk to you and he loves you.
Is that my spirit guide, you say, or?
It's the gentleman that Sue was able to connect with.
Your father?
Yeah.
Possibly
your grandfather. There may be a couple of grandfathers in there too.
Yeah, I feel that. This is Tony. That was Marianne, Nathaniel, and this is Tony that answered the phone call. And I'm getting a grandfather figure. I don't know if he wore a hat or not, but I see him with a hat on, and he's in, and he's kind of chuckling. He has a really nice laugh or a chuckle, and he's saying, and it's kind of the same thing that Sue's saying. He's saying that you need to lighten up. I don't know if you're being too serious or you're worried about something. Yeah, sorry, go ahead. I didn't hear you. Go ahead. What did you say?
I think that's it. I think I'm kind of in a dire situation a bit, and I'm kind of frowning. I'm really, making the world end and more my world kind of, not get through it, but it's hard to get through some things.
Yeah, he wants you to know that he knows it's really hard for you to get through. Whoever, I think all the male, your male people that have passed are there for you, whether it's your dad. I think your dad and grandfather are together. It could be either one of them, but you're going to make it past that, and they want you to lighten up because they're really worried about how you're feeling, and he wants you to chuckle. Like, he's trying to tell me some jokes, but I'm awful at jokes, and I never repeat them right, so I can't really screw up the punchline every time. But anyway, he's like, you have to lighten up. He goes, things are going to be okay. But what Sue was saying, you do have to believe more that I am around you, but they are there. Your guides are there. Your family's there. You're going to make it through. So I hope that helps in some way.
Yeah, and he really was saying to me that he wants you to get to nature, get your feet in the water, if you can, put your feet on the ground, listen to the wind, listen to the bird calls, allow your energy to merge with nature, because that'll calm you down. Yeah, I agree with what Tony's saying. You know, because when people say, you know, lighten up, we don't always know what that means. And
right.
I think what that means is, you know, in your case especially, is get into some energy that's of earth, that's right here for you every day, that you can enjoy every day, because, yeah.
Get into the park, yeah. You know, get in some kind of, even it might even be in front of a shopping center that they have some greenery, or, you know, somewhere peaceful, yeah. You know, at a certain time, you know, there might be, you know, so I
yeah.
try to enjoy the sunshine and bring in all the grass. And I worked at a golf course for a couple of weeks. I think I called you. I did start that day, but it really didn't last. It was kind of different than what I thought it was going to be.
Mm. Yeah, sometimes I've just been through that, where I picked something that wasn't quite my vibe, but, you know, that's okay too, because nothing in life is ever forever.
It was an awful long drive, and, you know, it is a business for the golf course, you know, and this was kind of a high-end golf course, and they wanted me to go out and clean the clubs if they asked or not, even if they said no, you know, and, you know, it's from Texas, that's where they get tips, so everyone wants to get some more tips, but I thought kind of a hustle, you know, for me. I thought it would be more enjoyable, and it was a 44-mile drive there, and, you know, that's... you know, I mean, if you're not making, you know, at least, you know, six figures, it's going to be a no-go.
Yeah.
Unless you really enjoy it, you know, too. So, but,
well, I yes. think like what Sue and Jessica was saying, that if you get out and connect with something, you're going to find, you know, what your passion is again.
You're going to find that contentment, and you're going to find that direction to go on.
Yeah.
And also, if you just listen to the wind sometimes, that's when you're going to be able to hear his messages to you more clearly. Let's get into that. Have you ever watched? Yeah, he's showing me the movie Phenomenon. Have you ever seen the movie Phenomenon with John Travolta?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you remember that scene where John Travolta was just laying under a tree and he was watching the branches go back and forth, and he was just really getting
right.
into the, you know, the breeze and the way the tree was just flowing, and it's sort of meditative. You'll be able to hear his messages a lot clearer if you can do that, because what you're doing is, by any meditation, is you're shutting down the thinking mind, and you're allowing your you know, your connection to the other forces of the universe to come to you a little easier. If we're in our heads all the time, it's very difficult to hear messages of our guides and our family members, because we're in our heads. And that, a lot of times that's why they contact us when we're in the shower or we're washing the dishes or doing something relaxing, because they know now they can reach us.
You know, I've been thinking, you know, we live in spirit bodies, you know, they say we're living a spiritual experience, but we're, you know, living in a human, you know, world. We're being, you know, in the materialistic world. So there's some things that, you know, we're getting caught up in, you know, to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to be able to notice that you're transferring, you know, when you're more grounded and when you're not.
Yeah. Yeah, but he just, you know, this fella, and it's funny that Tony said, I think it's a grandfather, because I'm sitting there going, is this dad or grandpa? And I felt like it was grandfather, so that makes sense. But he just wanted you to know he's always around. He's just there for you. And, you know, just let him know anytime you have a question, and then get peaceful in your mind and your energy fields, and you guys can have some interesting chats. Believe it or not.
I have two grandfathers, and they're both cancers. One is kind of tall, and one is kind of short. But the one with the hat was the one that's kind of short. they're kind of coming through. So
I got the tall one.
Yeah, I got the short one.
Yeah, because I think it might be. I wasn't sure that my taller man, but he was a fireman, so he had to wear a hat. You know, so I don't know.
Was he like sort of balding in the, maybe a little bit thinning here in the middle, but like bushier on the sides?
I think both of them were. That's kind of common male cone boss, I think. But, you know, I'm not sure, you know. I never really saw both of my, I never saw my shorter grandfather with a hat. Because I think he died in Vegas. I think he won in Vegas. And then back in like the 60s or something. And I think he got mugged by people. And
was that the shorter one with the hat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The shorter one with the hat.
Yeah, that's the one that he was kind of a gambler, I believe, the Vegas guy. Yep.
But I was saying, gambler, and I think he was. And I worked at a casino, I was at the golf course because I worked security for a few weeks and I worked golf for a couple of weeks. I don't really think casinos are a very good place.
No.
I mean, people gamble and stuff. People want to go gamble. And I think it's kind of a bad idea to go gamble, you know. My landlord actually lost $75,000 in his health recently. I think he's lost about 30 pounds, you know, and, you know, he seems to be so worried about it, you know. But I haven't, you know.
That'll stress you out. Well, I hope that helped, you know, with Nathaniel. I hope that helped everything. The only reason why I'm kind of cutting you guys off is here's my problem. I don't know how to add time. So we have like 20 minutes left, and I think we have one more caller left. I don't know how to add the time like Lynn usually adds. So I hate to cut anybody short or be rude, but
Is
that okay?
I do the astrology. So today is Jimi Hendrix's birthday. And Jimi Hendrix was born the day of electrifying excitement.
Yeah, I feel it. Awesome. I like Jimi Hendrix.
So Bruce Lee was born that day, too. So Bruce Lee would have been 82, and so he died, 50 years ago? And then Jimi Hendrix would have been 80. But
wow.
I'll throw that in for the day. But,
Thank you. Call us back.
All
let
right,
us know how you're doing. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Take care. Okay, let's see. I can't remember if we did 614 or not, so I'm just going to check in. Hi, this is Tony. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Filson again.
Oh, it's Filson. Okay, so we did talk to you. Do you have another question for us, Filson? We've got about 10 minutes, so if there's anything on your mind, you can go ahead and...
What's coming up for me in the love department?
In the love department? Okay.
Correct.
Okay. So we got about 10 minutes, ladies, if you want. Anybody want to answer, Filson?
Yeah, I actually intuitively, and my name's Jessica, and I just jumped in there real quick. Intuitively, I got you're actually working on yourself right now, and that's why it's not coming to you, but you don't have too long to wait. I mean, it's just kind of right around the corner. Don't be in resistance, meaning like, you know, don't be in any place of resistance. Just allow things to flow. That's what I got.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
What dating apps are you on, Dalton?
No dating apps, just life.
Okay. I couldn't even recommend one to you because I've been with my husband for 30 years, but I'm hearing there's a dating app, and if it even just gets you out, So in other words, if you make a connection and you agree, you know, obviously go out in public. You don't want to meet somebody somewhere secluded, but just get into the habit of doing that, like, and keep it real casual at first, you know, meet and greet, coffee, whatever. But I think you're gonna meet somebody on a dating app. It's so funny.
Yeah.
You may
good.
Even end up. You may even, yeah, but just get in the habit of doing it, like getting social again, and I think you're going to find that's helpful for you. That may not be the person you end up with, but if you get in the habit of just going on dates, and you don't even have to call it a date, let's just a little get-together. Well, let's have coffee. Oh, we've had a good conversation. You know, there's a fair in town. Do you want to go to the fair? Sure. You know, that sort of thing. And then just trust your internal instinct, because you know what you want. I'm feeling that you're a little bit out of practice in the mechanisms of dating. I don't know if that's true or not, but give it a shot and keep it public, of course, and see how that works for you.
Yeah, I am, like, not used to exactly what you were saying.
Yeah. Yeah, but you gotta get yourself out there.
Yeah. They're not gonna, yeah. I agree with Sue. It's not gonna, you're gonna have to get yourself out there, and I think that's probably gonna be the safest way for you to get yourself out there, because, you know, I don't know. I would try it too. I mean, you can't lose anything. Just drive your own car. This is what I used to tell my daughter. And then let somebody know that you're going out on the date. Don't go in their house. You know, just drive your own car or meet them at a coffee shop during the day. So, but it would be something exciting for you to try. Yeah. I think it's good. Marianne, did you have anything for Filson for about her love life coming up?
Yeah. So what I got right away was that there's an important relationship about to enter. And it's been something you've been waiting for. There may be ups and downs, but don't let it deter you or shake your confidence. Have faith that love is coming your way.
Mm.
There you go. That's what I got.
Yay.
Ups and downs.
Yay. I don't know about the ups and downs. That's good.
I know about those. Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you. So everybody, and we appreciate you calling. You got to let us know, Filson, for sure, what's going on. Okay.
Okay. Thank
you.
So
we're running out of time, and I don't know how to put any more time on here because our fearless leader can't get through today. So she knows how to do it. And so we want to thank everybody for joining the show, and let's go around and tell everybody how they can get in touch with you if they want a reading or how they can contact you. Sue, do you want to start, or Jessica?
No, sure, I'll go. My name is Sue Beckley, and you can find me on quantumexplorations.com. And, of course, Sacred Embers.
Jessica?
Yes, my name is Jessica Tatro. You can find me on Facebook. And I also have a Facebook group called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven, where me and my son work together. And you can also find me on the Sacred Embers site.
Okay, Marianne?
Yeah, I'm just Marianne Adams on Facebook.
And she's also on the Sacred Embers.
Sacred Embers, yes. Yep.
Yeah, on Sacred Embers. And then my name is Toni Jorgensen. You can find me on Facebook, and it's Toni Jorgensen, Jorgensen, and I'm on there, I think, with my grandson. And then I'm also on the Sacred Embers page. So does anybody have any closing last-minute words? We still have, like, 5 minutes that they'd like to say for the week, or some advice to give out, or something nice to end before I put Marvin Gaye on.
I just appreciate all of you. I just appreciate all of you, and thank you so much for all of our callers. And
I just pray that you have a blessed rest of your week.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Good one.
That's all.
And this is Sue, and I just say, you know, in keeping with our topic, realize that everybody's got something going on that nobody knows anything about. So try and travel your days realizing that when people act badly, there's always a reason. Doesn't mean you have to put up with it, but keep that in mind. Okay? Thanks, guys. Bless you.
Thank you. Marianne, did you have anything to say or?
Nope, just to really thank everybody for joining in and calling in, and hopefully our fearless leader will be Ungremlin by next.
Yeah, Ungremlin is right. Yeah. And then I also want to thank everybody for joining the show and our numbers going up, and please tell your friends about us. We're trying to start a YouTube channel also, so we'll be available on that. But we really appreciate every week that you join us, and thanks, and have a great week. So I'm going to end this with Marvin Gaye, and thanks, everybody. It'll work because I don't know. Not working. Sorry.